are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by SID Media. So faithfulness is the foundation and the bedrock in any good relationship. When you know that your partner is honest and on your side, you can confidently face life together. You will feel safe investing in other parts of your life because you have a stable relationship. Let us talk about faithfulness in relationships. And we're joined once again by Pastor Chitambo on the line, who's going to be helping us understand, navigate this particular conversation. Fundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you, Zangire. How are you?
I am good, my pastor. We're speaking all things a lover's trust. Quite interesting.
This one, I'm even scared.
Don't worry, you'll be fine, my pastor. You'll be okay.
My temperature is increasing.
Let's decrease it, Pastor, with a word of prayer. Please pray for us.
Let us pray. Our God in heaven, your name be glorified and be honored. Dear Father, this morning in SID, we come to you to discuss issues that are affecting us, perhaps also hindering to have a smooth Christian journey. Lord, I pray that whosoever who have a chance to listen to these words, may we be built and change for the better. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. So, Mfundisi, let's start off this. What makes a relationship to last? We know that there are people who date only for 2 days, it's gone. Others, they date for 5 years and then they break up. Others, they actually get married. A year later, they break up. So what makes a relationship last? Because we also do know that there are people that have been married for 40 years, 30 years, 15 years. What makes it last?
Right. That is an interesting question. What makes the relationship to last? What makes the relationship to last is how it started. How did your relationship start determines how it shall be.
Okay.
You cannot expect a strong house, a standard building, when the foundation is very weak. From the inset, you are starting a relationship based on lies and unfaithfulness and pretense. Then you expect the relationship to grow and to get stronger. How on earth? It's like the other day, just a week ago, I was talking to a young lady. She told me, Pastor, I was heartbroken. I said, what happened? She said, I was in a serious relationship. And then the other guy was also in a serious relationship. The guy dumps the girl. Also, the girl dumps the guy. Then they come together. And you expect the relationship to work out that way. Because it's like two unfaithful people meet wanting to be faithful, which is just impossible. So the foundation of a relationship matters so much.
So are we, Pastor, wait, Pastor. So are we saying that if the foundation is not stable, then it will not last? But what about people that have been together for 10 years, 15 years, and then they break up? Are we then saying the foundation was not solid? What was sustaining them for those years that were together?
All right. It is not every time that some people can start on a good note.
Okay.
Right? They establish their marriage based on the principles of God. But as they are growing together in the relationship, perhaps the man or the lady begin to change. So when somebody begins to change, it also causes the breakup in the relationship. Here's the thing. When we met together, we agreed in our relationship, there is no freedom for you to talk to other people. All right? But you you decide to start talking to other people. And I am uncomfortable about it. So I'll end up start cheating on you.
Mm-hmm.
But our relationship started so well. So also when change comes, it disturbs the relationship. Then the other thing is nowadays, I'm so worried. People are so much inspired by what is happening on social media. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That is a foreign policy. You know, when you see on social media how the husband is behaving toward the wife, it's so much unreal. Then you as a woman or as a man, you want to bring that at home.
Mm.
So it is causing so much unfaithfulness.
Okay.
Now, the other thing that I would want I want us to read a certain text,
mm-hmm.
So that we understand it from the point of the Bible.
Mm.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3 to 4, it says, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you.
Mm.
Bind them around your neck. Light them on the tablet of your heart. Then you win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man."
Mm.
Now, here are the two things that Solomon emphasizes. He says, let love and faithfulness never leave you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can start with love and faithfulness. Then on the way, you lose these things. They leave you.
Mm.
No wonder he gives a counsel to say, let not these two things, love and faithfulness, leave you.
Mm.
Then he goes by saying, bind them together around your neck.
Yeah.
So you cannot substitute love from faithfulness, nor faithfulness from love.
Mm.
Now, these are the toxic relationship that Zangire, most of the young people are finding themselves in. Let me just address it a little bit. You find to say, I know that this person, we are going nowhere. But I insist on the basis of saying, I love them.
Mm.
No. What is love there? If a person is unfaithful to you, what is love there? Because unfaithfulness is a broken relationship. It does not lead to a broken relationship. It is a broken relationship itself.
Mm.
So that is a problem. And I've seen in one of the things I was asked the question to say, why is faithfulness important? I like how Paul answers this question when we quote from Romans chapter 12, verse 10, when we ask the importance of faithfulness in a relationship.
Mm.
He says, Romans chapter 12, verse 10, the Bible says, be devoted to one another in love.
Mm-hmm.
Honor one another above yourselves.
Mm.
So, the importance of faithfulness in a relationship, it will cause you to be devoted to the person that you are with in a relationship.
Mm.
And the problem that we have now is we have so many people that have a broken relationship with God.
Mm.
So them having a broken relationship with God causes them not to have a healthy relationship with man.
Mm.
May I just make this comment? You know that this guy is unfaithful with God, right?
Yeah.
He's unfaithful with God. He doesn't even return tithe. He doesn't even return tithe. So if he can cheat on God, how special are you that he cannot cheat on you? You get that.
Yes, Pastor.
So that's a problem. You know that this guy or this woman, she's proudly telling you that me, I'm antisocial.
Mm-hmm.
I'm antisocial. And then you continue the relationship with somebody who is antisocial. What are you doing?
Mm.
Then, clearly, there are some talks that are involved in relationships.
Mm.
Somebody will tell you, me, I like this and this and this and this. And also, you yourself, you're able to see certain things that this and this, me, I'm a Christian.
Mm.
I can't work with it. But because you are blinded, you continue with that.
Mm.
I like what Ellen White says. She says, love is not blind.
Mm.
Love is able to see. Love is able to judge. Love is able to scrutinize. Love is able to investigate properly. That is a proper way of loving a person.
Mm.
And so, another thing that one would ask, maybe you are in a marriage, but now there is no trust anymore.
Mm.
Yeah, it is normal. Everyone has a past.
So seeing that, my pastor, you know, that everyone has a past and so forth and so on, and people, you know, some they're not even faithful to God. Why is faithfulness an important part of a relationship? Why is it important that my partner is faithful to me?
Okay. I have a problem with your questions.
Why?
I have a very big problem. Yeah, because the problem is, it is one part problem.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I just want my partner to be faithful with me, while me, I don't determine whether I'm faithful to them or not.
Okay, let me rephrase it, Pastor. Why is it important that you are faithful to your partner and your partner is faithful to you? Why is that important?
Yes. Because faithfulness is what is a relationship.
Mm.
So when there is no faithfulness, consider it that there is no relationship.
Okay.
So maybe what is there when faithfulness and trust, they are not there. It is not a relationship, but it is just a relation.
Mm-hmm.
It is just one of these public relations that we can have with anyone.
Mm.
Faithfulness is what will grow the relationship.
Mm.
Faithfulness is what will give the direction of the relationship. Faithfulness is what will help to achieve the goals of the relationship.
Mm.
Faithfulness is what will help to determine where is the relationship going.
Okay.
Faithfulness is what we use to determine the love in the relationship.
Mm.
Faithfulness is important again in the aspect of what Peter says.
Mm.
First Peter chapter 3, the 7, it says, now this one goes to husbands, right? Mm. It says, in the same way, you husbands must give honor to your wives.
Mm.
Treat your wife with understanding as you live together.
Mm.
She may be weaker than you are,
mm,
but she's your equal partner in God's gift of new life.
Mm.
Treat her as you should also, your prayers will not be hindered.
Mm.
And faithfulness also hinders your prayer.
Mm.
When you as a man cannot show faithfulness to your wife,
mm,
your prayers cannot be answered.
Mm.
If you as a husband cannot show faithfulness to your husband, your prayers cannot be answered. Now, he emphasizes now to the husband.
Hmm.
Can I make a mistake, Zangire?
Yes.
Okay, let me make a mistake. Actually, in a normal sense, it is a man who must be forgiving in a relationship.
Amen.
Because a man... I'm coming to you. A man is a representative of God.
Okay.
All right. No wonder Peter gives him a counsel in the text that I read to say, now, You husband, give honor to your wives. Mm. Treat your wife with understanding. Meaning the word that is used for understanding, it means she can make a mistake, but understand her.
Mm.
And when she makes a mistake, forgive her.
Mm.
You can only forgive someone that you trust so much.
Mm.
You can only forgive somebody whom you know that there is faithfulness between the two of you.
Mm.
Now, he goes on by saying, know that your wife is weaker than you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing that I wanted to emphasize that I'm making. Your wife or you, you are in a relationship, you're in courtship, know that the lady is weaker than you.
And the lady must not forgive.
The lady must... No. Here's the thing. The man is a God in a relationship, okay? God does not make mistakes. So it is a call for men not to mess up.
Okay.
It is normal to mess up as a man, but it is so immature to continue messing up in a relationship as a man.
Hey, Fundis.
Yes.
Hey, it is so immature. Again, I love that.
Yeah, it is so immature because you are the representative of God. How is God looking at himself when the representative is messing up?
Mm.
So those are the lines that I wanted us to understand as men.
Mm.
Now, to the woman, in a marriage context, he goes in Ephesians. He says, now you, your duty is just to submit.
Okay.
Now, here's the attack. Submission does not just come anyhow.
Aha. Uh-huh. You must love
submission
me.
Submission comes with love. You must love her. But now, here's the thing. Submission now is coming with a condition of faithfulness. You cannot submit to a guy who is not faithful.
True.
And I can also, as a man, you cannot love a woman who is not faithful.
True.
So faithfulness is the anchor of a relationship.
I see.
Faithfulness is the fuel that is driving the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's how important it is.
So when that faithfulness, Pastor, that we are speaking about is broken, what happens? Mm. You know, when that vow, whether people are dating, courting, or married, whatever relationship they're in, that faithfulness, that vow of faithfulness is broken. What then happens?
That is a very critical question. I would love that also people who are listening to us, they can also take time to post questions so that I know what is in their mind and you also know what is in their mind, mm-hmm, as we are trying to address these issues.
Mm.
What happens when the relationship, the faithfulness is broken?
Mm.
Number one, it depends with how broken you are.
Mm.
Okay? Forgiveness is very important, but forgiveness comes with consequences.
Okay.
All right. So you can cheat on your wife. Okay. You have broken the faithfulness. You've broken her trust.
Mm.
All right. She will forgive you. Okay. But the consequence of not to trust you again will still remain.
Mm.
She has forgiven you, but the consequence, it will still be ringing in her head when she looks at you. Maybe you can even go and cheat again.
Mm.
But how do you do? How do you come back together? No wonder I said everyone has a past. There is nothing that cannot be mended.
Mm.
You can change your ways. If I was messing up, I can just wake up and tell my partner, my wife, to say, you know what? Forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
I messed up, but give me another chance to do the right thing.
Yeah.
That is for those who are in marriage.
Mm.
Now, for us who are not, for someone who is not married, eh? They are just in a relationship. Here is my counsel. Here is my counsel. I like what is in Matthew, in Matthew chapter 19. Mm. When the disciples poses a question to Jesus about divorce, eh? Mm. Now, when Jesus is addressing those who are not yet married, if one of you is unfaithful, the good thing is better you end the relationship.
Mm.
Because what you are doing now before you enter into marriage is what actually will just manifest more and more in marriage.
Mm.
But again, it depends with the intensity of the mistake.
Mm.
Somebody can make a mistake, then you look at the mistakes and okay, this one, there are possibilities that the person can change.
Yes.
And now also this one, there are possibilities that this person can't change.
Mm.
So you cannot be waiting when you know that this thing cannot work out.
Mm.
If your boyfriend, Redis, he's beating you now, slapping you, insulting you, imagine when he has paid Robora. That's what we call the dowry in our country, it's Robora.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, when he has paid, imagine what he can do. If now he has paid nothing, he's beating you.
Mm.
Now, to men, you understand if she's messing up with you, insult, not respecting you now, you don't have trust with each other.
Mm.
What shall be when you enter marriage? Now, here's the thing. When the marriage faithfulness is broken, here's what Paul counsels the marriage people in Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, he says, therefore, encourage one another to build each other up, just as in fact you are doing.
Mm.
So you, in a relationship or in marriage setup, you must be building each other. So when you see your friend is falling down, you are there to hold them up and to build them up in you, in what you and God want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we call the process of repairing the trust.
Mm.
The process of repairing the trust.
Mm.
Again, it says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2 to 3 says, with all humility and gentleness, with patience and bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Holy Spirit in the bond of peace. Now, my words that I'm getting here is with humility and gentleness, with patience and bearing with one another.
Mm.
It can only work out with these humility, gentleness, patience, and bearing with one another.
Mm.
So you can bear with somebody.
Indeed. So Mpundisi, as we wrap up now, if when in 2 minutes or so, if the relationship, the faithfulness has now been broken, the trust has been broken, how then do we repair it? How then do we fix it in 2 minutes or so, my pastor?
Okay, this question, I can pose it again to the listeners.
Mm.
How do you do when your relationship is broken with God?
You pray.
Yes. You conversate. Prayer is talking to God. So the same way we conversate with God, you talk about it with your partner.
Mm.
Okay? You talk about it, you iron out issues, be open enough to your partner and tell them, especially if you are the one who has messed up, be humble. Let the other party express how they feel about it.
Mm.
Okay? Let them tell you, I'm not okay with what you've done. I'm upset. I'm disappointed. It's okay. Let them use those words. Then at the end of everything, you reconcile. I'm one of those stubborn people, you know.
Mm.
If I am counseling people and at the end of the day, they fail to reconcile, I don't pray for them. You go out of my office without a prayer.
Mm.
Yes, because we cannot pray for people who have not reconciled.
Mm.
So after you've done whatever you've done and you are willing to talk about it as a couple, when you've ironed out issues, forgive the other party, and the other party must also show a change.
Mm.
Then that can help the relationship to go forward.
Indeed. Pastor, I'm going to ask that. Can you please pray for these relationships? Pray for the relationship so that they may not break. We may be able to go back and talk and fix whatever that is fixed. And may the Lord help us with that.
Amen. As I pray, I want to bless somebody listening with these words from Judy. You know, you have one chapter, Jude chapter 1, verse 2. Mm. It says, mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. Mm. Let us pray. Lord in heaven, this morning, as your children who are listening from you speaking, using the experience of the Bible, Lord, there is somebody who is in relationship which is so much broken that it cannot be rebuilt. Lord, if you see fit that these relationships that are broken be rebranded, Lord, and rebuilt again, may you, Lord, help them to build them in the name of Jesus Christ. I know while I'm praying, there is a marriage which is almost breaking down because of unfaithfulness of either the husband or the wife. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, save them as they are willing to forgive each other. Mm. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, if they, while I'm speaking, somebody was listening and somebody had plans to go and cheat either on the wife or on the husband, I pray, may you destroy their plans and turn them back to their first love. Lord, I want to pray that may you bless the marriages that took time to listen. May you bless the couples that took time to listen. May you bless, dear God, even the single people that are listening from these words, that as they shall be making choices to be in relationship, Lord, you shall guide them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that may somebody see something in what we've discussed. Lord, I pray even for somebody who is sick, who is in a toxic relationship. Lord, help them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen and amen. My pastor, thank you so much for joining us today and for that wonderful conversation there. I'm taking that if a man can cheat to God, what of you? You know. So thank you so much, my pastor, for that one.
Thank you very much.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we're powered by SID Media. That was our pastor there. So let's take us one song as we prepare to go to our devotion.